A former rector of the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, Professor Stephen Ade, says it is disheartening that acts of corruption and wastage that are unearthed by the Auditor General's department are left unpunished. He said lack of political will, politicization of media discussion on corruption and accountability are making the situation worse. Professor Ade therefore urged civil society organizations to demand accountability, as it is the only It is only then that the country can nip such actions in the bud. He was speaking at the 5th Annual Accountability Lectures in Accra. We bring you a report by Yvonne Asariofei and Patience Kwee.
Mr. Ade reiterated the need for strong organizational independence and professional standards in the audit service. This will, among other things, enhance and facilitate the work and role of the Auditor General in protecting the public interest and ensure accountability. He charged the audit service to be proactive and vigilant in the discharge of its duties and not compromise on any practices that will increase corruption and bring the service into disrepute.
I believe that the greatest challenge in sustaining development of Ghana today is the level of weak accountability. And even more disturbing is the level of corruption, power, fraud and abuse becoming part of our culture. You know, it's easier to deal with malfeasance, but when it becomes cultural, what do I mean by culture? Somebody steals money, big money, put in prison. When he's coming out, people from his village will come and meet, will dance him. That's a cultural support of corruption.